Parshas Devarim. Okay, kid, let's start learning. Open up your chamasha. Eila Advarim, Asha Diber. Thrilling.
Oh, sorry, Rabbi.
Okay. Kid, look, please stop laughing. Eila Advarim, Asha Diber, Masha. Thrilling.
Sorry, Rabbi.
All right, you know what? It's late anyway. Okay, go to recess, and I'll tell you what, after recess, we're going to have a special guest, so make sure, please, we're back on time.
Oh, great, okay, I'm so excited. Let's go play.
Sroli?
Yeah?
Wow. Looks like Tchias HaMesim. You were so tired before. What happened to you?
I worked on myself to try to get over my tiredness, and now it's okay, Rabbi. Can I please go to recess?
I don't know. I really have a question to ask you.
Yes?
What time did you go to sleep last night? Whatever time it was too late. Sroli, you're going to have to start going to sleep earlier. It comes right before recess every single day. You get so tired.
Rabbi, my mother keeps telling me I have to go to sleep. I try to go to sleep, it doesn't go. She says, wait till Tati gets home.
And then what happens when Tati gets home?
He says, you have to go to sleep. Remy was telling me I have to go to sleep.
Well, it's true. You have to go to sleep on time. Maybe you should just listen to people.
It always happens to me.
What always happens to you?
My mother has to tell me what to do. My father has to tell me what to do. And now, Remy, in all due respect.
Yes. And now I'm telling you what to do. But there's a simple solution.
What?
Do what you're told to do. Instead of complaining that people are telling you what to do.
Rabbi, who's the special guest that's coming after recess?
You'll be back on time, and you'll find out. Okay, Kindlech. Before we start with our special guest, let me share with you a small story.
Bernard! What's doing with the house at the end of the village?
Oh, sorry, boss. But it looks like that lady, the widow...
Yeah?
She missed her mortgage payment again.
3 times in a row? That's it. The bank is now going to foreclose and take away her house.
But, boss, how can you do that? She's a widow with small children.
How I can do it, I'll show you how. Give me that rubber stamp that says foreclosure. Now bring it to her right now.
But...
No buts!
How's about having some mercy?
There's no mercy. This is business. Goodbye.
Rabbi, what does for cleaners? For clangers? For whom?
Oh, I should have explained that to you. A foreclosure is when someone, well, borrows money from the bank to buy a house, and then they don't have enough money to make the payments, and then sometimes, unfortunately, the bank takes back the house. And this poor Almana didn't have any money to make the payments, and the bank was going to take away her house. She ran to her Rebbe, Yehavas Yisrael.
Rebbe, I got a letter from the bank. They're going to take away my house. Me and my children, we're going to be on the street. I don't know what to do. And they're coming. They're coming to take out my furniture. Tomorrow.
Please, don't worry. Just go home. Be mispal, and everything will be all right.
Oh, Mr. Achsa, good news for you.
What is it now, Mr. Alexei?
Baruch Hashem, your breakfast is ready. And this morning, I only burnt the eggs 3 times. And as far as the French toast, it looks more a little bit like Russian toast. You see...
I'm warning you! If you can't get my breakfast straight!
Then...
You're fired!
Oh, if you fire me, you know what I'm gonna do?
What?
Oh, quit.
Listen here, what am I supposed to do with all this burnt food?
Oh, it's no problem, I like eating it.
I'm giving you one more chance.
Okay. Here is the eggs exactly the way you like it. Here's all the food and the pancakes and everything else exactly the way you like it.
That's better. Is that the doorbell I hear?
How am I supposed to know what you hear?
What did you hear?
Okay, I'll check it out.
Whoever it is, Ask them if they have an appointment.
They said they don't have an appointment.
Then tell them to leave.
But you see...
I said tell them they should move on out of here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No problem. But may I just happen to tell you, one who's standing by the door is a big Rebbe with a lot of his Hasidim. But don't worry, I'll tell them that you don't like them and you want them to leave right now.
No, wait a second. Who's standing there?
I don't know. A man with a long white beard and nice, smiley, shiny eyes. And there's like a steam and like a fire of Kiddusha coming out of him. A little bit like those French toast that are burning on the oven.
You did it again!
I'm sorry. But let me first go tell that man what you said. That he should please leave right now and never dare to come back.
No, don't say that to him! Why, that's a big Rebbe. Oh, I'll bet I know why he came!
Yeah? Why?
Probably wants me to be the guest of honor by his dinner.
Oh, that could be.
Maybe he's going to visit the king, and he wants me to come along. You know why?
Yeah, because the king is very mean and vicious and selfish, and therefore if you come along, the two of you have like a common sprach.
What?
I mean, I don't know. I guess he felt you'll know how to talk to the king.
Let him in now.
Okay. Hello, Rebbe.
Is it okay? Can we come in?
First, my boss said that you should...
Just let him in.
Yes, Rebbe. Please follow me.
What a great honor, a great covet it is to have the Rebbe come and join me here by breakfast with all of his chassidim. would the Rebbe like some,
Burnt eggs.
Would the Rebbe like
some Russian toast?
Be quiet! Would the Rebbe like to join me for breakfast? No. I am running a little bit late. Would the Rebbe like to ask me something?
No. No.
You can go ahead and eat. It's very hard to me to eat under these circumstances. What do you mean?
Well, he means, Rebbe, when I cook, it's very hard to eat. You see, when I make the eggs hard-boiled, it's mamish like a rat. I'll be quiet. Okay.
Rebbe, again, you've been standing here 15, 20 minutes. Again, it's a great honor, but why are you here? To perform a mitzvah. To perform a mitzvah? May I ask the Rebbe which mitzvah? Yes. It says, K'shem she'mitzvah loymer dover hanishma. Just like there is a mitzvah to say something that you know the person is going to hear. Kach mitzvah shaloi loimer, there's also a mitzvah not to say, dover shaloi nishma, something that you know the person is not going to listen to. And what is it that you don't want to tell me? Or you do want to tell me? I can't tell you because I know you're not going to listen. And I want to have the mitzvah of not telling you. Wait a second. This makes absolutely no sense! Why?
Well, to me it makes a lot of...
Be quiet! Can the Rebbe... in all due respect, can the Rebbe please tell me why you're here? No. Rebbe, you're leaving. Did I say something wrong? No. I can't believe it. The Rebbe just left. Just... Why did he come?
It's very simple. He came to tell you not to say because he knew if you...
Get my stick!
Yeah.
And my coat!
Yeah.
Rebbe!
Yes?
Can you please tell me what it is that you came not to tell me?
I don't want you to take away the house from that poor widow.
Rebbe, you don't understand. Bank regulations, bank rules. I'm sorry, I can't do it. Oh, no. Now look what you did. You took away my mitzvah. I wanted to have the mitzvah of not telling you because I knew that you're not going to listen, and now I told you. Oh, no. I'm so sad. You took away. All right, Rebbe, all right. I'll see what I could do.
Oh, Rebbe, thank you. The bank sent me a letter that'll wait another 3 months. And you sent over some of your chassidim and they worked out a plan that I'll be able to make the payments. Oh, Rebbe, thank you so much.
Now, Kindlach, let me ask you a question. Why do you think the Rebbe had to go to his house? Go ahead, what do you say, Sroli?
I think because in the presence of the Rebbe, he felt how real he was and things started to change. And he felt that... Well, it's not what you say, but it's like the fact that you're there.
Okay. So you know who our special guest is going to be today? Moshe Rabbeinu.
Moshe Rabbeinu?
That's right. Look in your Chumash. Eila hadvarim ashadir b'Moshe el kol Yisrael. Why does it say el kol Yisrael to every Yid? The Be'er Moshe brings that when we come to Parshas Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu's presence is with every single Yid until Mashiach comes. Now, if you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu was standing right in front of you, don't you think that your attitude would change a little bit also? And suddenly you can do things that until now you thought you can't do? If Moshe Rabbeinu was standing there and he said, if you go to sleep early and on time and you listen to your parents, you'll wake up and be a mensch all day and be able to learn, you think you'd have complaints?
Even if I did, I wouldn't say anything. I would just go to sleep.
So just imagine that a Yid lives with Moshe Rabbeinu in front of him. And when your parents are talking to you and you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibbud Av, that's if Moshe Rabbeinu is standing there. And nobody would want to upset Moshe Rabbeinu, would they?